Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery Channel.
Well, good tidings, my fellows. It's Garbled Twistery, haha. And what's up with that? Well, we are discussing a whole 1824 election and stuff. To be more particular, we're talking about potential vice principals, okay? And today we're looking at a new guy who looks kind of like a supervillain from a cooking anime, Billy London. Is he a villain chef? Well, I don't know. Let's take a closer look. Okay, so, Billy London is the son of some dude named Raw London, who was, like, the governor of South Carolina for, like, 3 seconds during the first Great American Temper Tantrum. His mom was Sarah Jones from Georgia, a colonel's daughter, obviously. His family lived on one of those Caribbean islands that the tea sippers really were drooling over back in the day. But then, Grandpa Charlie London decided to move everyone to South Carolina? I don't understand the reasoning for this, like, at all. Especially, because when the family moved to the South Lima Bean, Grandpa Charlie ended up destroying his own finances and literally killing himself over it. So now that Grandpa is dead and there is no money, Billy and his dad ended up being taken care of by the quasi-police chief of South Carolina, Bobby Hall. Billy London's dad ended up taking on the mantle of Bobby Hall's job, but only for like 9 years because daddy had back problems. Oh, and his dad was a lawyer like everyone else, of course. Oh, and of course, Billy's dad had plantations that he got through marriage, which also means, of course, he had slaves. Come on now, we're talking about South Carolina here, okay? He got his first plantation on the Stony River Creek, and as a side effect of that, Daddy London got a seat in the South Lima Bean Assembly, because this is the late 1700s, and land is everything. He also rotated partners for regular reasons. What do I mean? Well, the first wife died giving birth, and the second wife, Mary Cartwheel, gave birth to like 7 whole kids, so Billy London, a child of the third, had a lot of half-siblings to look up to. In fact, following in one of his half-brothers, and let's be honest, every basic rich person's footsteps, Billy got a classical education that was super bougie and partially in England, and now he's studying lawyer stuff. You know what they say, like everybody likes son, but whatever. Billy ended up putting a ring on Liz Pickaninny. Name sound familiar? It should, because she's the daughter of the guy who tried to become president that one time in 1796, Tommy Pickaninny. But yeah, Billy does the limbo, passes the bar, and starts Better Call Sauling all over the place. Oh, and he also made money from the slave labor on his rice plantations, because remember, this is South Carolina. Oh, and I bet you're really wondering about the politics of it all. Well, Billy was a Lima Bean House of Rep for 4 years, and people liked him, so he ended up in the Big Boy Congress, and was one of those dudes who was really, really trying to go to war with the tea sippers again. You know, the squad with the Clay guy and some guy named Chives and Solomon Grundy, the works. As we know, Billy got his stupid war and became BFFs with Johnny Cowlick, a man who I have a feeling we're going to be hearing about a lot more later on. But whatever, that avoidable war happens, and Billy looks over the ways and the means for like 4 years, and well, it turns out Billy was so freaking good at money that he was one of the dudes who was straight up in charge and running the Second National Bank. Yeah, the more successful one. Everybody loved Billy. The media loved Billy. Presidents were trying to get him and his buddy Cowlick into their kitchen cabinets, but Billy figured he was having more fun in the House of Reps anyway. Oh, and he's also one of the main reasons the Southerners were even able to compromise during the whole "Will Missouri Have Slaves or Not?" debacle. He also tried to sell some legislation that would give the smaller states more power, but nobody was buying it. I mean, Billy London seems to be able to do a lot for a man who had an injury as a kid and was literally diseased like 24/7. Yeah, when this dude turned 40, his health just nosedived. He had to resign, his wife had to get him to T-Land to get his health back in order, but he freaking died on the way. In 1822, the South Carolina governor had to replace him in Congress, and I bet you're wondering how he even is a candidate for vice principal in 1824 if he's dead. Well, that one's easy. South Carolina loved the guy, so they gave him an honorary VP vote even though he's dead. I mean, it's a nice gesture, but come on now, it's a little too late, if you know what I mean. Y'all knew he was sick all this time. You shoulda Richard Rushed it, but I digress. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, those Saturday morning rascals, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbletwistery.net. Also, I have Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com and find Garble Twistery, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. And the current bonus? The origin of competitive card games. Are you excited for that? Because I am. Anyways, next time, it's Rufus King. No, not that Rufus King. Another Rufus King. There's another Rufus King? Yes, and we're also going to call him Billy. Billy Rufus is King. Get hype.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
The clay guy and some guy named Chives.